All right, so for those of you who have heard my previous sermons, you probably know I start out by talking about Dave's infamous list of topics. And every time, I normally give a long, detailed story, kind of like this one, about how Dave gave me the list, and I looked over it and prayed over it, but ultimately, I always end up picking something else. And that would be my opening punchline. Well, this time, when I met with Dave in his office to discuss what I'd be talking about, he wouldn't even hand me the list. He said something about saving time. Well, as it turns out, I owe the decision on what my topic would be to Dave anyways. And in fact, I owe it to all of you. But we'll touch on that later. First, I want to talk about how the topic came to fruition and what led me there. Although many of you already know, for those of you that don't, I will be leaving to attend school in San Jose in 8 weeks and 1 day. It's August 18th. And I'll be leaving Ventura for the first time, and I have a feeling that I'll be experiencing a lot of firsts for the first time. This move brings up a lot of emotions, and while I'm excited to move somewhere else, I'm also scared. While I'm excited to further my education, I'm also intimidated. And lastly, while I'm excited to meet new people, I'm sad that the ones I know now won't be next to me. And those people are you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'll be reading out of verses 4 through 6, starts out by talking about spiritual gifts. And 4 through 6 reads, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and everyone, it is the same God at work." 1 Corinthians 12 continues to give a number of examples of spiritual gifts. But once it gets to verse 11, it states, "All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines." Meaning that the minute we turn our lives over to God, the Holy Spirit has a plan for us. And the gifts we've been given immediately work towards continuing God's ultimate plan. But as we just read, we learned that everyone here has different gifts. For example, when Dick, Dave, Thomas all decided to turn their lives over to God, Dick's wisdom, Dave's ability to preach, and Thomas's heart all serve the Lord in different ways. But they contribute to God's plan equally. In verses 12 through 23, Paul goes on to explain why we are given different gifts and why it is important that we are different from one another. He does this by preaching about the body of Christ. And the metaphor that he uses to teach the importance of the body is an actual human body. Each part of the body has a specific function that is necessary to the body as a whole. The parts are different for a purpose, and in their differences, they must work together. The three names I mentioned earlier have different backgrounds, perspectives, generations, interests, and many more reasons that should separate them from being involved in each other's lives. And if they were of the world, who knows, that might have been the case. But instead, they are baptized under one Spirit, worship God, and are a part of one body. Their different backgrounds, perspectives, generations, and interests make this body stronger. They share one thing in common, and that is their faith in Christ. And that faith unifies them in order to complete one plan. I know that I have benefited from each of them, and my walk with Christ has only grown from them. I know that each of them are there for me and wholeheartedly serve the Lord. Dick, Dave, Thomas, thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done for me, and thank you for using your spiritual gifts to benefit the body. Now I can elaborate on how all of you helped me pick my topic. You see, although I've been looking forward to the future, I've also found myself feeling nostalgic. I've been remembering little lessons that ended up being bigger lessons, planned and spontaneous events that became memories, friendships that became family. I've realized that the majority of my favorite moments have been with you around me. When I met with Dave to talk about my topic, Paul's letters to the church became a focus. And how he encouraged and talked to his brothers and sisters was inspiring. For example, in Philippians 1, 3 through 11, which I'll be turning to. He reads, "I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." Another example of this would be in Colossians 1, 3 through 14. "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all of God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing that fruit in every God work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience." When reading these letters, you can almost feel the love and hope that Paul feels with each pen stroke. If these words inspire me, I can only imagine how the congregations he wrote to felt when reading this kind of encouragement. Now, I'm no Paul. I have a long way to go. But I want each of you to know that you have had a profound effect on my life, and that I benefit from knowing each of you. I want to take this time to thank some people, so let's go down the list. Keith, Donna, Doug, Will, thank you for being my second family across the street. Your love and willingness to share has benefited me in so many ways. Keith and Donna, your dedication and the example that you have set in this congregation has taught me the value of hard work, and thank you for that. Oliver family. Fortunately, by saying Oliver family, I cover half the church. I can't imagine this place without you. Specifically, Jim, Lynn, Gary, and Terry. And I love you too, Jake. But Jim and Lynn, you two have taught me so much. I will never forget how much you two have stepped up and provided for our teen and young adult groups. We haven't always deserved it, but you did it because it needed to be done, but mostly because you love us and you love God. I know that you two will continue to step up where it is needed for the rest of your lives. You taught me how stepping up can impact a person and their walk with Christ, and thank you for that. Gary and Terry, who aren't here, but tell them to look it up online. Everything you two do is done with a smile. You guys bring joy to people's lives, and I thank you for the joy that you have brought to mine. Except Terry's head slaps, but I still thank them for that. Dave and Betty, and I'm hoping you'll pass this along, you two are an amazing example of a Christian marriage. Your love for one another is only surpassed by your combined love of God. Many of you don't know this, but when I was 19, I was struggling with my faith. in a way that's a little too dark to describe. But I reached out to Dave, and he caught me. Dave met with me close to every Wednesday afternoon for a year and a half. In our meetings, he taught me about Christ, and he was genuinely interested about my life. But what I learned the most and what he taught me was the importance of personal relationships and building them. I don't know if I'd be up here or attending if it wasn't for Dave. Dave, you changed my life. And Dave and Betty, I thank you both. Geneva, April, Vanita, Carolyn, Cheryl, Florence, all of you taught me almost every Bible story I know. I loved going to each of your classes. Thank you for all the time you put into preparing each lesson. And thank you for that. Ewalds, where do I begin? Jimmy and Clarissa, being a part of their wedding was, and being asked to be a part of their wedding was one of the biggest honors I've ever had. And Jimmy's my brother in a Zoolander way, for those of you that get that reference. And you two have shown me, and they have shown me what a Christian couple looks like, and I have no doubt that they'll teach me what a Christian marriage looks like. Eddie and Cindy, I grew up at your house. I mean, I was practically there every day. And you two taught me so many lessons about life, but also God. And you did it with the biggest hearts, and I adore that. Thank you for the blessings that you and your family have been to my life. Greg and Shannon in the back, you've taught me about the beauty that comes from service and self-sacrifice. Every Sunday morning, I can count on you two being there with donuts and coffee for the whole congregation. You do that as well as many other services behind the scenes. And I've never heard you gripe. Service to others is a spiritual gift that Paul talks about, and you two embody it better than anybody else I know. And Scott and Carrie, that goes for you guys as well. Thank you for your contribution to the body. Gigi, you care so much about all of us, and I know that with every decision you make, you consider us before yourself. Thank you for your love. And George, thank you for being friends with my dad. He needs one. And I have no doubt that God will give you major extra credit points. Seriously, thank you for that. I got my two goals of a sermon, making fun of Dave's list and getting a dad joke in there. Brent and Amy, it seems like every time I went to one of Dave's lessons, you two were here working on the building. Once again, behind the scenes, working hard, and doing it to benefit the body. Thank you for being friends, and thank you for your hard work. Bruce, I'm going to be honest with you. The majority of things you do for people, my job tells me to do the opposite. But that is what makes you special. Your compassion for people is unchallenged. It is beautiful. And in every person, you see a soul, and you instantly love them. You truly look at people with Christ-like eyes and the love of the Lord. Thank you for teaching me that every person is valuable, teaching me to hope and to look for the best in people, and most importantly, to have faith in the Lord. Thank you for that. To my family, I owe you guys everything. Thank you for loving me, even though you know me, teaching me right and wrong, the sacrifices that you have made for me. Everything I have said above, I can easily thank you for. I have no doubt that Taylor will be just as lucky going forward as I was. Thank you for that. And Aunt Barbara, thank you for creating everything that is good in our family. Your love of the Lord, how we love one another, each tradition, you are my favorite person on this planet and have taught me how to love, care for people, lead a family, what a loving spouse looks like, and have shown me what a Christian and a genuine life with God looks like. This list can go on forever. And just because you weren't mentioned right now, it doesn't mean that I don't value you and the effect that you have had on my life. If you weren't mentioned, I beg you to find me after service so I can tell you what a blessing you have been to my life with God. And I mean it. Come hunt me down. There are so many more people I have to thank. Cameron, Matthew, everybody. Please come see me. I look out into the crowd, and I see many spiritual gifts, and a healthy body. I see people who love unconditionally, people with strong faith, people who serve, teachers, and the list that goes on. Each of us has a gift and a purpose in the body. Paul stresses in verses 23 and 24 that no one gift is more valuable than the other, and that each person has a place in God's plan. I can validate that because through God's guidance, I have been nurtured under each of your wings. Although everyone here is different, I have learned something from each of you. As a child who has grown up in this congregation, and I thank you all for that. I am thankful that God chose to put me in Ventura. I have learned so much from this body and congregation. I have grown up here. It's home. While I am scared to leave, I also know that I'm ready. Because through God's guidance, you guys have prepared me. You've taught me that I can rely on God to get through any struggle and to trust in his plan. So I'm going to follow it and do my best to serve as I go somewhere else. I'm going to miss the collection of the body here, but I'm ready to join another collection and serve with it up north. I feel I can share my gift up there, and hopefully they need a really good pinky toe. Over next year, there will be a lot of growth for this congregation. We have a leadership that is God-fearing and has a plan that is in God's vision. We have wise seniors that will set great examples and continue to serve and teach. We have ministers that are dedicated and ready to guide us in the next step towards servitude. Joe and Natalie, I'm glad that you have come, and I can't wait to see how you help this congregation grow. I know that this congregation plans to build on the relationship it has with the city. And I pray that as you go out, you become successful ambassadors for God. And I know that you will, because this conversation is a congregation that puts God first and strives to do his will. In both letters that I read, Paul prayed for the people that he was writing to. And at this time, I want to ask you guys to bow with me. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, I ask that you bless this body and this congregation and the people that are in this building, Lord. And I ask that you watch over all of us and you guide us, because we love you, Lord. And although we can't ever fully repay your sacrifice, we want to do our best for you, and we want to live for you, Lord. So, Lord, I ask that you bless this congregation and you make us a part of a city and make it so that we make you an even bigger part of the city, Lord. Please guide us and continue to nurture us and put us in the places that we need to be, Lord. Thank you for your love and all that you've done for us, and thank you for the body where we can learn from one another, but sharpen each other to learn from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians 6, 19 through 20. Paul writes, "Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should." I ask that as I pray for you, that you pray for me. Pray that I don't waver, that I keep the faith and maintain God as a priority. Pray as my home changes, my Lord and values don't. Pray that I have direction and glorify the Lord. This is going to be new for me, and it's scary. I love you all, and you have helped me love the Lord, and I thank you for that. If you feel like you have strayed from the Lord, it's never too late to come back. If you need encouragement from the body, speak up. If you feel useless or out of place, remember, every piece is important. If you wish to join the Lord through baptism and serve as a member of his body, please do so by coming forward right now as we stand and sing.